Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Good morning and welcome back to Keeping It Real. We have a little bit of an absence from Caroline today. She's actually visiting her godmother who's not very well. But I am really excited to be joined this morning by two lovely ladies from Votary. Votary is a unique skincare brand who they adapted these very special and delicate oils for the face and the lips and the body. So I am going to introduce you right now to the girls.
Hi, Sophie. And this is Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm Charlotte.
And I'm Arabella, and we are the co-founders of Votary. And it's a great pleasure to be here to talk to you all about
excited.
What we've been doing. It's Votary's been going for about 4 years now, coming up for 4 years. And it all started because I was a makeup artist, and I also did a little bit of writing about beauty as well, and was in this incredibly fortunate position, if you're a beauty junkie, that is, of being sent pretty much every product that launched and every product that was out there, which is really fun and exciting. But actually, I was going through a bit of a personal journey with my own skincare, and realizing, starting to figure out what suited my skin and what kept it happy and balanced.
I mean, your skin is looking really clear and glowing and glossy and sort of all those elements that we want to have.
That's really nice of you to say.
what is the sort of the secret behind it?
Well,
what's the formula?
Well, what happened was, is on my when I was on a makeup job, I'd always use a natural face oil to prep the skin of my clients.
Okay.
And actually, if you ask, a lot of pro makeup artists will tell you the same thing, because massaging a pure natural oil into the skin is the thing that makes the most difference in that immediate sense. Mm. So your skin looks really hydrated, it looks really glowing, you've been massaging the skin. When I was on makeup jobs, I would always prep the skin of my clients using a natural plant oil. And there are a few reasons for that, one of which, it relaxed the client because they were getting this fabulous massage. And I know you've probably spent a lot of time in makeup artist chairs.
Yeah.
And actually, very often they're the first person you see on a shoot, and you might not be looking forward to the day. You might not trust that they're going to do a good job. You might have just had a really crappy morning. Whatever it is, it's quite often down to the makeup artist to set the tone for the shoot and make sure the client's feeling really relaxed.
And the oil is good underneath makeup? Because initially I think that the oil would be too slippery under makeup and your makeup might slide.
So that's the other thing, is that actually a natural plant oil sinks into the skin and absorbs, whereas a cream is actually, most of them are designed to sit on the surface of the skin. And actually a thick, heavy cream is the sort of thing that can get in the way of your foundation, make it slip off. So
yeah.
Quite often people use too much oil. That's a classic thing. That
so how much should you use?
3 or 4 drops at the most.
And you massage spend a couple of into your hands in. And then and onto your face.
Quick smooth between your hands and then go in and massage down onto the neck.
Yeah, okay.
So that's where the kind of facial oil thing started, is that I was genuinely using it in order to do the best possible job in a makeup artist capacity. I'd also use them on my own skin. And
tell me a bit about the formulas, because I know you said that you mixed quite a lot of them yourself at home.
So then what happened was that I discovered oil cleansing. And that was really the turning point for me, because it was the kind of eureka moment where I was like, oh my God, my skin is so much cleaner than it ever has been before when I've done a cleanse, you know. And but it's not dry and it's not tight. It's really hydrated. It's really pumped up. And I've got all my makeup off, all my waterproof eye mascara. But I couldn't find a completely natural cleansing oil that I was happy to use on my skin. Mm-hmm. There just wasn't the right one out there. So in this quite audacious way, looking back on it in hindsight, I sat down at my kitchen table and I just blended my own.
Wow.
With no training other than the fact that I was ingredients obsessed. Yeah. You know, the first thing
Did you go and buy lots of different oils and put them together?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Amazing.
And look, what the products that we now sell at Votary have moved on quite considerably from that those early days. But there's also a kind of, I don't know, there's a truth to, they are very true to where I started at the same time. So where Charlotte came in is that...
yes, well, hi Charlotte. So Arabella is the, Arabella, you're sort of the creator of the oils.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte came in.
Well, Charlotte's a... Shall I talk? So Charlotte's an old friend and we used to work together. Charlotte is a very brilliant, this is why I'm talking, because she won't tell you this.
Okay.
She's a very brilliant businesswoman and entrepreneur, and this is not her first business.
Okay.
And I used to do, in a sort of previous life, did her PR and marketing at one of her businesses.
Oh, wow.
And we all moved on and we stayed great friends, and she's godmother to my little girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she's always been a bit of a mentor to me as well. And we were having lunch one day. And she said to me, so come on, what's the latest thing? What should I be using on my skin? What do you know? Tell me what's launched. And in quite an annoying way, I said, well, to be honest, I use an oil to take my makeup off and I use an oil to moisturize. And that's kind of all I've done for my skin for the last couple of years. And it's really happy.
Yeah.
And she just went very quiet and the cogs are turning. And I think I need to let you talk now.
It's very lucky, you know, if you like building businesses and building new brands, which is what I really like. Everybody needs a hobby. That's mine. I'm passionate about it. It's something I find really fun and really interesting and really challenging. And I knew, obviously, who Arabella's clients were as a makeup artist. And I thought that if she was creating these products and using them on her clients, they were probably pretty good products.
Yeah.
I also knew that, you know, Arabella was someone I could work with, and I knew that she was brilliant at PR and marketing, mainly because people just really like her.
Yeah.
She's just a really nice person.
That's true.
which goes a long way in PR, where there's a lot
and
of
it's quite unusual.
Yep, I know. Which is why I loved having her working for me when she was super young. It was your first job when you worked with me, because I am a decade older than you. So I just thought, this is just perfect. I've been wanting to do something in beauty for a while. Here's Arabella, who's, you know, knows about product, knows about the PR. I knew exactly who we were going to get to make it. I knew a family-owned firm who I'd had contact with before in the UK. So I knew we could make this beautiful...
So you make everything in the UK?
Absolutely. It's a beautifully British, locally made product.
I love that.
And so do I. And that's why I was so excited about it. I just thought, you know, I know who's going to make it. I know we can market it. You know, I know a designer. You know, we can do this. So we did, really rather quickly.
Yeah, I love
thanks to your expertise. But I wanted to just say about the kind of the design of the products is that... I'd noticed that my makeup clients were going down this more natural route with their skincare.
Yeah.
And partly that was an understanding of the makeup that I needed to use to do a good job. You know, the foundation I needed to use to make the skin look amazing tended to be full of mineral oils and parabens and silicones. And so it was this sort of understanding, this sort of quite, and I'm very pragmatic in my approach to beauty. It's like, okay, you know, everyone's got their own compromises and it's totally up to you where you make those. If that's the case, if the foundation doesn't have these brilliantly ideal ingredients, perhaps we should make sure the skincare that's going onto your clean skin underneath that is pure and as natural as possible. So, and I noticed that my clients were going down this route as well. But, you know, I also was spending a lot of time in very beautiful bathrooms. You know, when you turn up at someone's house to do their makeup, you get sent up to their bathroom. And I was sitting there thinking about possibly starting Votary and looking at these beautiful marble washstands and, you know, the environment I was in. I was thinking, I want it to look good.
I have to have something aesthetically pleasing, but also natural.
I want it to be something people keep out on their washstand and get some pleasure from and not hide away. And I do, I think there is, it's, there's sort of, your beauty routine plays a big part in sort of the kind of ritual of things and the sort of self-care element and the kind of well-being and that can come from the how the products feel, but also possibly how they look.
And how they smell. We haven't mentioned how they smell yet, the senses, but they are delicious. Yeah. And actually, what I love is at night when you've cleansed and toned your face, just to put something on that smells so lovely before you get into bed.
I think
fall asleep with that lovely scent around you.
Absolutely.
And it's very relaxing.
We spend so much time getting those fragrances right.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
You've done a great job on
them. And it's not necessarily from an aromatherapy kind of functional point of view. It's just that thing of we have to love it. And it's really personal, isn't it? It's always just you and me sitting there going, yeah, do I love it? Not quite enough.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, so it's a lot of trial and error, I guess.
It's a lot of trial and error.
And the package, just going back to the packaging, so it's obviously dark green, the bottle.
Yeah.
Is that sort of to do with plants and nature?
There's a couple of things about it. So the dark green acts as a preservative, so it stops UV light getting to the product inside, which is really important when you're dealing with natural oils. So it simply keeps them fresher for longer.
Right, so it's really functional. Okay.
But obviously it also screams natural.
Yes.
And it's rather beautiful. And it was when we did it, no one else had used those green bottles. You know, people had used blue and amber and whatever else. But no one had used green, which seems so strange, actually, because it's sort of the obvious choice for natural
beautiful.
Range.
The packaging is stunning and the smell is stunning. So talk me through the complete range of oils and what you use them for.
Are a lot because and when we first launched we had four products, and our rose geranium cleansing oil, which is remains
still
our
best
seller.
To
this day it's just a really brilliant thing, and I think it's the reason it does so well for us is, like I said, because there's nothing else like it on the market.
And it's brilliant for all skin types is the other thing about it. So it's the product you can give to absolutely anyone, isn't it? And you always get a call 3 days later going, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. A cleanser has changed my skin.
And I do always say that to customers when I'm talking to them about routines, is that I firmly believe that the cleansing stage of skincare is the most important. It's where things can go really, really right or really, really wrong.
And why do you feel that those ingredients in that oil is better? Is it because it's gentler? Is it because it's better at removing makeup?
All of these things.
Yeah.
So we sell it with a proper flannel.
Yes.
I also have to say face cloth, because in America flannel means something different. But it's a proper face cloth.
Yeah.
And it comes in the box with the cleansing oil, and that's really crucial. So the way the oil cleanse works is that you take maybe four pumps of the oil on your hands. You massage into your skin.
On top of your makeup.
Yeah. You could obviously use it in the morning as well. You maybe only need two pumps in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And massage it into your skin first. Mm-hmm. And then at the last minute, go into your eye makeup, because it's so effective at taking your eye makeup off. You have big panda eyes, so sitting on the thing, and you don't want to be pushing that around your face. The other thing to mention about it is, because it's 100% natural, it doesn't have any emulsifiers in it.
Right.
It doesn't get into your eyes. So you don't get that annoying film across your eyes. It doesn't sting your eyes. It's just a really great way of
getting
your eye makeup
off. And
it's
got no nasties in it.
Absolutely nothing. The beautiful thing about natural plant oils is that they don't need preservatives. They don't need things to stabilize them.
Right.
It's only once you add water to something or other actives that they become sort of unstable.
So you've put it for your four drops on, you've massaged it in.
You've gone into your eyes, and then you take your face cloth and you wring it out in hot water. Look, I like hot water on my face.
Me too.
It's not right for everyone. So if you're a little bit sensitive, if you get a little bit red in the cheek area, then warm.
Yeah.
I go for hot. I wring it out in hot water. I put it on my face and have a really good steam. So the fan fits across your whole face.
Yeah.
And then you start to wipe away, and you maybe do that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
So wring the flannel out, use the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I always talk about the clean towel test. You should then be able to get an absolutely clean white towel, patch your skin dry, and there should be nothing on it. And our cleansing oil does do that.
And can you, if you want to, you could do a double cleanse.
Absolutely.
If you've got lots of makeup on,
absolutely.
You've been to black tie or whatever.
Totally, you can do a double cleanse. I don't, because I am the ultimate lazy girl when it comes to skincare.
Well,
and
that's
I really
what
believe
I like.
I've created a cleansing oil that does everything.
And I was going to say, that's why I love your products, because it's a quick routine.
It is quick.
And I'm
always at pains to kind of emphasize that, because when I'm aware that when I start talking about flannels and wringing things out, and it sounds fussy, but all I can tell you is it isn't. It's a beautiful simplicity to it.
No, I totally agree. I mean, I use a mixture of things. So I kind of... you know, it's all to do with hormones and sleep and what you're eating. Your skin goes kind of through different phases. Mm-hmm. And when I've had a laser on my face or anything that's been slightly invasive or facial or anything, I always use your oils because I find they're so gentle.
Yeah.
And they add moisture back into my skin.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then occasionally I'll go the other way and get really, really oily skin. And then I might use something a little bit less. Mm-hmm. But I always use your eye oil, which we haven't come on to
yet.
Eye oil
is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
But it's so true, this thing about when you've had lasers or you've had some kind of severe retinal treatment mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, we had a celebrity recently who had a disaster because they put a retinol product on their face and their face basically fell off, which is not great if you're if you're an Oscar winning.
It does happen though with retinol.
It does happen.
Because you get the initial part is you get really scaly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then when your skin gets used to it, you can kind of calm it down. But I did the same.
It's a proper reaction.
Yeah. And this poor woman had a complete nightmare, you know, with red carpet, you know, 2 days later and whatever. And she got in touch with Caroline Hirons, actually, who's a skincare mm-hmm. blogger. And Caroline very kindly put her straight on to Arabella to get her some Superseed Facial Oil, which I believe fixed things.
Yeah, amazing. Well, that's just a bit of a miracle then.
It's just superfood for the skin, and sometimes your skin just needs a really good feed.
Yeah, and that's actually, I've introduced a retinol because last time I had a facial, they said, well, your skin's at the age where you really need to, I was like, thanks very much, where you really need to just make it work a little bit harder. And, you know, I think we get into routines with using the same things, and my skin quite likes a few changes and tweaks every now and then. So I added a retinol, but as soon as I did that, everything went really scary and scaly and flaky. And I thought, oh my gosh, I couldn't even keep my makeup on. And that's where your oils came in.
Once that had all gone down.
Once that had all gone down, and now I'm using an oil with a bit of retinol first and kind of not using it every night.
No.
But as long as you're replenishing afterwards with an oil or something really, really good and moisturizing,
absolutely,
then you can manage it.
Yeah.
But it is super scary to start using retinols.
Yeah, it really is.
But I do think this thing about replenishing after retinols and using, as you've found personal experience, a natural plant oil. There's something about natural plant oils that means that skin just, you know, if you use a votary plant oil, the skin sort of recognizes it as being similar to the natural oils that skin produces, and it sort of soaks
and
it up.
And it sort of drinks it,
doesn't it? And there are really times in life when you really need that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And actually, that sort of brings me on to this idea that I get so many people coming to me saying, oh, I've got oily skin. And the first thing I always say is, lucky you. You're going to age amazingly because we're meant to have oils in our skin. We have natural lipids in our skin, and they're meant to be there, and they have a function. And as we get older, the levels decrease.
Yeah.
So that's why you need to moisturize. And that's why I believe natural plant oils are the best way to do that, because they are the most similar to our natural lipids.
And so once you've done your cleanser, what's next?
Well, if it's in the morning, I grab a few drops of a face oil and I can't pretend to do a decent job on it. I throw it on my face and then I go down, and then I'm with my kids and I'm trying to make my day function. In the evening, I definitely take more time.
Yeah.
That's, you know, when the house is peaceful and I'm in my bathroom and no one's trying to talk to me.
But isn't that the best time of the day?
Yeah. And it is.
I mean, I don't mean that horribly. Like, lovely children.
Some days it's definitely the best part of it.
When you can actually breathe and look after yourself. And I think me time is definitely a movement now. We're all recognizing that we actually need a bit of me time.
Yeah.
Because you're both entrepreneurial women. You've got your children. We haven't talked about your families yet, but we will talk about it. But it's really hard to manage it all.
Yeah.
And actually finding that time where you can, whether it's go for a walk or look after your face or do your nice routine or sit in a beautiful bath of oil. It's just so important.
And then, but it's not only that, you then need to try and switch off, you know, because nowadays with phones and with social media and all those sort of things, it's actually possible to never switch off.
Yeah, it's true.
So I try and banish my phone from the bathroom. And in the evenings, I will do a really proper cleanse.
Yeah.
And then I'll use our toning serum, which is a beautiful thing. It's neroli flower water, and it has a little bit of glycolic and some hyaluronic acid in it. So a little bit of gentle exfoliation and also some nice plumping.
Lovely. And you put that on with your hands.
Just pat that into my skin. Yeah. So take a little spread and just press that into my skin. And then I generally use our night oil.
Yeah.
And even so we have our intense night oil, which is a fabulous product, and it's the first time I've used a synthetic ingredient in one of our products.
Okay.
And the reason for that is we've used the oil-soluble form of retinoid, so okay. an ingredient called hydroxypinacolone retinoate.
That sounds very complicated.
It's very simply the oil-soluble form of retinoid.
Right. And, is that retinoid similar to retinol? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
So it's an ester of. At its very basic level, like they all are just synthetic forms of vitamin A, as I'm sure you know. Mm-hmm. And it's already more gentle than other forms. And it's in there in sort of low quantities, but it's still really effective.
Yeah.
But you don't get the retinol effect that we've been talking about with it. So, I mean, again, it came from quite a personal place. I was approaching 40 and I felt like I wanted to start using a retinol product.
Yeah.
There wasn't one on the market where that what the retinol was housed in. So the sort of base of that product, I was happy to put on my skin. So with this, you've got, as you'd expect from Votary, the beautiful natural plant oils. We use tomato seed oil and rosehip oil and avocado oil in there. Mm-hmm. But then with this one really hardworking synthetic ingredient to sort of boost the effect.
Amazing.
Of that. And so I use that in the evenings along with a bit of eye oil.
Yeah, so the eye oil is gorgeous. And the one thing I love about it is the little round rollerball. Because I just think it's such an easy thing to put on. It's very sensitive under your eyes. Yeah. And quite often if you're using creams, you can drag it across and you feel like you're making your eye bags or tired eyes look a little bit worse. But with the rollerball, you can just really gently
I mean, I have dark circles under my eyes, which is genetic, but they obviously get worse when I'm tired. And actually creams under my eyes make that puff up for me.
Yeah.
So an oil doesn't puff up my skin in the same way. And what's really interesting about that eye oil is that it's got these amazing natural actives in it. It has tuberose extract and iris leaf extract. And they actually, even though it's an oil and it's hydrating, it firms the skin and you can feel it firming when you put it on. And it's quite an unusual
It's
feeling.
Gorgeous. I love it. And I use it every single night because the one thing I have with cream is if I put cream under my eyes, I get a build up under my skin.
Yeah.
And then I can quite often get
as well. Yeah.
Lumpy eyes, which doesn't look very nice.
And also the other ingredients in the cream can cause the creams to get into your eyes. So if you're someone that suffers with sort of red eyes or, you know, your eyes streaming from products, an oil's a really great way because obviously the oil and the water repel. They can't get into your eyes.
Absolutely.
Is that Caroline?
Oh, she's here. Caroline's returned. I'm going to let her in.
Okay, amazing.
God, what a morning. Sorry, guys. I had to go and visit my beloved godmother who had a really horrible accident earlier and ended up at the Lister, which is why I haven't been here this morning. But luckily, she's in great hands and furthermore in great spirits. And now I'm in my kitchen and you won't believe it. You guys have been listening to wonderful conversation with the Votary girls for the last half an hour. And one of them happens to be a childhood friend of mine. I can't actually quite believe it.
I know, it's so funny. I didn't realise I was seeing you today until I said to my mum yesterday, Caroline Fleming, who's, you know, do I know her? She was like, Caroline, you're walked off.
Yes!
Oh, all right, I know Caroline.
This is so nice. But we have really had, I have such precious childhood memories, and especially around Christmas, because your mother was such a darling around traditions.
And she's very lovely.
We came and we made Christmas decorations and...
Yeah, but also you were quite tiny and you'd just moved to England and we just moved to England a couple of years or maybe 1 year before you. And I remember you were just these adorable little blonde things.
No!
You were so cute. I still remember you. You were tiny.
Isn't that so funny? And you had the longest, most beautiful hair I have ever seen. And your gorgeous sister as well.
Yeah, you're going to be living around the corner from her when you move to Denmark.
So she's in Denmark?
She is. She has been all along. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, where?
Just around the corner from you. I'll give you her address later.
This is so cool. Sorry, guys, but what an extraordinary thing when you come across a little blast from the past, who
so
then
nice.
Happens to be the creator behind this incredible skincare brand.
Yeah.
Like, can I just quickly ask you guys, when did you start and how did you start?
2015?
Yes.
3, almost 4 years ago.
Four, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And well, we've just been telling Caroline actually, so we probably shouldn't bore you again, but we're old friends. Arabella and I worked together and Arabella became a makeup artist after that. And
you were in banking, weren't you?
Oh gosh, you really have got a memory. I was in banking a long time ago.
Yeah,
I did about 18 months and I hated it so much that I left.
Oh my gosh.
And then I worked in advertising for a long time, and then I set up a business called Myla, and then I did that for
ages.
Yes,
of course. Yeah.
And then
very entrepreneurial superpower.
Yeah, and then I did something else, and now I'm doing Votary. So
and
yeah.
Actually, we haven't really talked about how you got, I mean, we've talked about how you met and how you've always been friends, but how did you actually get it off the ground? Because I know a lot of our lovely listeners are thinking about starting businesses and, you know, it's a bit scary to go out there. It's really good to have a pair.
It totally is. And I would never have done it if Charlotte hadn't been sitting there saying, we need to do this and we can do it. And I never intended to set up a business, but Charlotte had other ideas, which is why I'm going to let her talk about how it happened.
I mean, because basically stage one, I presume, is just registering the company with Companies House.
Yeah, but I would like to even go back a step to that. I mean, you guys are old friends. You've had a very successful, quite entrepreneurial career doing various different bits and pieces. You, as I just heard in the corner of my ear, were a makeup artist. So you guys, one day you're sitting having lunch and you come up with an idea to create a new revolutionary skincare company using oil, or how did it happen?
So what happened was, is that we were having lunch as friends, and at the time I was a makeup artist and a beauty writer, and you know, women want to talk about skin. This is what, you know, one of the things we've really learned through the kind of Votary journey is that it's a very emotional thing. And once you start women talking about their skin, it can, you know, you can be sitting there all morning, frankly, talking about previous routines and what happened last month, you know, with your hormones and all that kind of thing. And Charlotte just very simply said to me, so come on, what's the latest thing? What should I be using on my skin? And it was at that stage, as I said to Sophie earlier, that I said, well, to be honest, I use an oil to take my makeup off and I use an oil to moisturize and I don't really do anything else. And my skin's never been happier. And it was at that point that Charlotte went very quiet.
Well, I'm sitting here and I'd prefer to be just quiet and sit and admire your glow. I mean, it's no, but it really
definitely
is quite
sweat.
Amazing because you can almost see how it's also, it comes from the inside very much. But the surface of everything, I mean, you're so radiant. And you look so youthful. Yet I can see I can see you're a woman. I can see you're a mature woman. When you smile, you have these wonderful little smile wrinkles. But you know, but the thing is that they're not that you have such a. It looks like your skin is full up, thinner mid. It's plump and it looks like it's been fed well, and you look extremely youthful. I mean, you could. It would be difficult to put an age on you. Are you 25 or are you 40? Because you don't need to look 40 because it's so youthful.
Yeah, well, it's very kind of you to say that because I definitely feel like I've aged the last couple of years. You know, I think I'm at that sort of age, that's sort of turn late 30s and you're like, huh, that's sped up a bit, hasn't it?
Well, actually, going back to your eye oil, I always used to dread waking up in the morning because the worst thing when you get a little bit older is your eyes when you wake up. They're either really puffy or really crinkly. Mm-hmm. And actually finding a balance between the two is so hard.
Yes.
And my eyes have always been my problem area. But that oil is really good at just calming
everything. You don't get the puffiness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And smoothing it out. Mm-hmm. And you wake up and you actually look refreshed, which is amazing. I mean, you need the sleep as well. It doesn't help if you've had a late night. But it's so nice to have something really gentle and delicate on your skin, especially in the eye
But
area.
Also, talking about to Caroline's point about sort of skin tone, I really put that down to the cleansing oils, most of all. Yeah. Most of all our products, because you're feeding your skin, you're getting it properly clean. When people are breaking out, what they don't realise is quite often they're just not getting all the makeup and pollution off their skin. And SPF, this time of year, SPF is a big one for breaking skin out. So getting it really clean, and the cleansing oil is the way to do that. And, you know, stage actors backstage, you know, that's the way they take off that thick stage makeup is using cleansing oils. And in fact, we have a lot of kind of well-known actors and actresses who order from us for that very reason. But also the exfoliation you get from the face cloth that comes with it. So each cleansing oil comes with a proper face cloth.
Oh, wow.
So you're getting an exfoliation at the same time as nourishing your skin.
Yeah.
And so it's just a really effective, and it's also very simple. It's a one step thing.
I was going to say, you're slightly going back to the days. I mean, my mother still uses like a baby oil to take her eye makeup off. I know we all know how awful baby oil is now, but back in the day, that was how we took off our makeup if we were on stage or, you know, doing school plays.
But of course, and it works exactly the same. Yeah. It works the same way as a natural oil. It won't feed and hydrate your skin the way a natural oil will, but in terms of taking off the makeup, it does exactly that. Yeah. And yeah, they knew what they were doing, even our moms.
But they really did. But if you, but this is what I love with the world, you know, everything became so incredibly advanced and technological and almost incomprehensible. And all of a sudden, we're seeing that people, in terms of every part of lifestyle, the way we eat, we're going back to the way we used to do it. Because we found that that is the best way. The way we do most things, we're going back to how it used to be. I mean, take a coconut oil, for example. I've used coconut oil not only for my cooking, but to take off makeup, also to hydrate my skin, also to cleanse whenever I needed to. And that, again, is one of these...
natural.
Yeah, and can do a lot of things. So I'm super excited to try your products. But what are your main ingredients in your products?
Well... we have used a lot of different ingredients because the thing about natural plant oils is it's a huge area. So, you know, on one end of the spectrum, you've got things like avocado oil and macadamia oil that are really nourishing. Mm-hmm. You know, somewhere in the middle, you might have something like rosehip oil, which is a sort of, you know, a really lovely balancing oil. And then on the other end, you've got things like rice bran oil and grapeseed, which are incredibly lightweight. So that's why at Votary, we have, I really always emphasize the point that there are natural plant oils to suit all skin types. Yeah. And so each of them is a different blend. So we have our original hydration range, which I guess is for your, you know, in inverted commas, normal skin, whatever that is, or perhaps combination. We have super seed, which is much thicker and more nourishing. And I think of it like food for your skin. And then we have clarifying, which it's a really interesting range actually, because that came about when we started getting amazing feedback from mums of teenagers. Wow. Who had let their teenage daughters or sons use our original cleansing oil. And we're seeing these really quite instant and amazing results with sorting out blemishes.
Really?
I had one friend who got the cleansing oil and got her daughter, who'd been suffering from really quite severe acne for a number of years, to use it. And the mum phoned me up 3 days later saying, "You changed my daughter's life." And she cried down the phone.
But you know what's quite extraordinary? Really, because people often think oil equals acne. Yes. Oil, fat equals fat, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So but it's fascinating.
I think
that's
our generation, because I grew up in the 80s with the kind of oil-free.
Yes, no, exactly. You know,
not just with your skincare, but also in your diet.
Yeah, no, but
it was pure evil, whether skincare or diet. I mean, it's just evil to say get rid of fat from your diet or your skincare. It's just a terrible thing.
So bizarre. But you know what's very interesting? Because I think it was last summer when it was extremely hot. And I can often experience that when I use a lot of sun cream and it's very hot, like everyone else, my skin can get quite clogged. And I remember thinking at the time, God, if I start using a face oil now, it's just going to be completely ridiculous. But it had the opposite effect. Yeah. It completely cleared up.
Yeah.
And my gosh, what?
And also, because oils are these lovely lightweight layers. So if you think a cream is designed to act as a barrier. So, you know, people always say to me, can I still use my cream? And absolutely you can. Put the oil on first. You can put your cream on top. My skin can only really handle that in winter when it's a bit drier. And perhaps the barrier element of the cream is a benefit to kind of protect my skin against the elements. But, you know, certainly in summer, oil, and then I'm putting on an SPF and then maybe a bit of foundation.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys create an SPF as well?
No.
You don't have one. So which SPF would you recommend?
Personally, I use the La Roche-Posay, the anti-Helios, because it's very light.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh,
and I've just started using ISDN. Have you seen that one? ISDN?
No.
It's, again, super light. It's very similar to La Roche-Posay, which I was using until last year. I haven't told you. I've switched. but the thing about all those SPFs are, you've got to wear them, right? Because you've got to protect your skin. But they are really not very good for your skin.
Yeah,
I mean, you
look,
read the ingredients list, and it's not nice reading. But you've got to wear it. So the key thing is to put something natural underneath and take it off properly at night.
Yeah. But then there's a very interesting element in something like coconut oil, which I didn't realize. And obviously, coconuts you find in a lot of Asian countries, African countries, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't know that it has a natural SPF in it. And on top, furthermore, it also is a natural contraceptive. So in a lot of Asian and African countries, they have been using coconut oil as a contraceptive barrier, but also as a natural SPF. It's not as, it obviously, you cannot be in
Direct.
Noon yeah. till yeah. 2 o'clock, high sun that's super powerful. But as far as I've understood, it does have SPF elements. So it can protect you to a certain degree.
Mm. I'm very cautious, if I'm really honest, about things like that, because I think SPF is so important. It has to have been clinically tested and trialed in order to prove the SPF element. And so I'm very, you know, just with my own SPF and with recommending to customers, I would always tell them to use a sort of something and that had been through a...
Especially if you're starting to use the retinols. You absolutely so important. Have to use it because you can get sunburnt with just normal light.
But you're right, Caroline. So what I do think is exciting is that people are now looking closer at naturals, and now things will start to get tested and clinically trialed, and then we'll maybe hopefully see some brilliant results.
But I think at the end of the day, you know, we are the generation that are going to live through the highest rate ever of disease, especially cancers. And it is a fact that the skin is the biggest organ of our body. And I've always, always, always thought that simple things like a lot of women, if they haven't lasered their arms, they shave. And then they go and use an aerosol deodorant, which I think is filled with a lot of horrible things, which I think has a direct correlation with a lot of breast cancers. I really believe that what you put on your skin, however it goes into your system, I think it can do a lot of damage. And I really believe that going as natural as you can, in the same way you are conscious about what you eat. You know, we're all wanting to go organic now. We're all wanting to try and avoid all these horrible hormones that they put on a lot of mass-produced food. I think less is more. Eat smaller quantities, but the very, very highest quality. I think in the same way, it's about time that people equip with the knowledge that the skin is an organ, which means now you've got to be really conscious. Have a look at the ingredients of the products that you're putting onto your body, onto your face, onto everything, because it is absorbed. And somehow your body needs to detox. And it's no wonder that kidneys and livers and pancreases are getting completely clogged up because of the excessive things that we're eating and putting on our skin. Bodies can't actually cope, you know. In olden days, yes, we didn't used to become as old as we do today, but, you know, life was different then. But we didn't die of illnesses like cancers. We didn't die because we were poisoned. And I think today, more and more, the things that we eat, the things that we consume, beauty products, et cetera, they are one of the biggest toxic elements and have such direct correlations with disease. So I think it's, you know, it's time that we are conscious around this. And I love the fact that it seems to me that you could almost eat your products.
Oh, some of them you absolutely could.
But you know what's
interesting? But I think also, you know, the thing is, it's, you know, there are some things, you know, to, if you are worried about using man-made things on your body or what you're eating or whatever, there's some things that are really difficult to change, right? There are some changes that are really hard to make. The lovely thing about switching to a, you know, to a very true skincare routine is it's incredibly easy. It's probably simpler than the routine you're currently using, right? Yeah. And there's not many fixes like that out there.
That's true. And so we've got obviously the range of beautiful face and lip care here. Is there something you do for your body, or is that coming next?
We have body oils.
You've got body oils. Okay.
Actually, a couple of really beautiful body oils that have, they come in a clear glass bottle, and I mentioned that because they're this amazing natural kind of orange colour, which comes from the sea buckthorn oil. So you get this sort of beautiful temporary glow to the skin. They're very summery, actually. They're bergamot, mandarin, petit grain. It's sort of a little bit citrusy.
Because actually that's something that I think, you know, as you were saying, the skin is our biggest organ.
Yeah.
And we've been slathering on moisturizers to keep our skin looking youthful and glowing. But actually a lot of those creams that we buy from over-the-counter pharmacies, you know, whether it's, I'm not going to mention any brands, but if you actually read the ingredients, they're full of quite nasty things.
Yeah.
And finding an oil that works.
And as I said earlier, the beautiful thing about a natural plant oil is that that's all it is.
Yeah.
You don't need to add the preservatives. You don't need to add the stabilizers and the fillers and everything else to it. So they are just pure oils. And actually, we've been doing a lot of thinking recently about the kind of the skin's natural microbiome. Mm-hmm. So we are meant to have bacteria on our skin. There's good bacteria and bad bacteria, just like there is in your gut. And actually, I feel like the preservatives in a lot of skincare products probably are disrupting that bacteria, because that makes sense. Why on earth wouldn't they be?
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, because we sometimes sort of say to ourselves, well, why do we have such success with, you know, we're not a science brand.
Yeah.
And, you know, why have we got these amazing results and testimonials from customers who are telling us that we've transformed their skin and, you know, they're incredibly sensitive and they were breaking out and all these sorts of things. And I think it's a lot of it's down to the simplicity.
Yeah. And it's partly about what's not in there. As Arabella's saying, it's, you know, should we really be putting preservatives, you know, all creams, for instance, have preservatives in them? They have to, because you mix oil and water and bacteria just love it. I mean, it's their favourite thing. So you put preservatives in there, which you then put onto your skin, and they're then disrupting the bacteria, that the good bacteria on your skin, because preservatives can't distinguish between good and bad bacteria. They just kill everything, right? Mm. So if you can have skincare that doesn't have those preservatives in there, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But another thing I was going to ask you guys is the most aging thing in the world, both for body and face, is not exfoliating. Build up of dead skin cells is what equals deep wrinkles. Are you guys very conscious around, first of all, the whole routine? Do you emphasize beginning with cleansing, then exfoliating, and then moisturizing with your oil so that they penetrate deeply?
So like I say,
because another thing, sorry, very quickly, I find that, you know, you were talking about these cheaper products that you buy in various pharmacies and supermarkets. I think by putting it on to non-exfoliated skin, it's as if you're ending up creating like cardboard.
Yeah, so if you ever get that kind of piling on your skin when you've applied a product, quite often that's the product mixing with dead skin cells. And so that's a real red flag.
And what's really interesting, even when you're in your, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, I think as long as you body at least twice a week and face two or three times a week, if you do your exfoliating, even with, if you do a little sugar or salt scrub or a sand scrub with a little bit of oil, I think if you do the exfoliating and then you moisturize with natural oils, all of a sudden you're going to find yourself looking a lot more youthful than you ever have.
Yeah, and also it means that your skincare that you apply after the exfoliation will penetrate deeper.
Exactly.
And have more impact. But the beauty of the votary routine is that this natural face cloth is very gentle.
Yes.
So you're getting the benefits. So you can do it, you effectively do it twice a day. If you're doing a morning cleanse and an evening cleanse, you're exfoliating twice a day.
And actually, we the flannel is kind of a little bit forgotten in the bathroom, really, but it's nice.
It's so back, though.
It's so back, but it's actually, if you use, I have regular spray tans because I like to look slightly healthier than I actually do without it. And I have to exfoliate fully before I have a new one. And actually, a flannel is the best way. For removing any excess tan.
But it doesn't irritate your skin at the same time.
Irritate your skin. And it's not too overly exfoliating, so, like sometimes body brushing can be.
So what I do is I have a clean flannel in the morning for my morning cleanse. I use the same one that evening to take my makeup off, and then it just goes in the wash.
Yeah.
You know, most people put a white wash on.
Or every day.
Well, I have a stack of flannels in my bathroom, and you just take a clean one every morning.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is, it's all so easy to use, which is a brilliant thing. And I think, you know, we're all super busy. We haven't talked about our families yet, but I know you've both got children. And I just, you know, we have to build things into our life that are simple, clean, make sense, they work, and they're not overly time consuming. And I think when we're juggling so many different balls, we need to have something that makes sense to fit into your day.
Yeah.
But I also think a lot of people are now thinking, so what is the investment here? Because at the end of the day, I think a lot of people live on a budget and, you know, the decision of where do you save and where do you absolutely not save? And I think, you know, skincare is absolutely one of the places where it's an investment.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an investment into feeling and looking as good as you possibly can.
And Charlotte and I are both really conscious that we're not the cheapest brand out there. You know, that's the way it is. That's the cost of the ingredients and of running a small business.
But I would love to know, if someone is to invest in your products, they need to have a cleanser, they need to have what are the most essential products that you need for simple day-to-day skincare, and what are the costs?
Start with a cleansing oil. it's the first thing. If someone doesn't know where to start or they're looking for, you know, to try something from the brand, I always hand them our rose geranium cleansing oil, just because I know it's going to work for them, and I know it's very transforming. It's £45.
How long does it last for?
We can see from sort of repeat purchase pattern about 3 months on our
that's,
website.
That's
people coming
good.
Back to us every 3 months.
So what did you say it costs?
£45.
Okay.
So,
I'm just going to say a little fact here.
Are you going to work out cost per use?
I actually think
it's not too bad.
Quite a long
actually,
time. I've gone through various other things. Yeah. I find that the pump and foam cleansers don't last.
You might get a month out of them
because there's quite a lot of wastage.
But you know,
there's
a pure oil obviously goes a lot further.
Exactly.
So you need less of it.
Yeah,
guys, just so you know, that is 51p per day that you are spending on your skin, which I think in the whole big picture of things is a minimal investment to make you look and feel good. And you're giving your face the most clean, pure, nourishing love and care that you possibly can. That's like a no-brainer.
It's like a no-brainer. But I know we're running out of time because we obviously started a little bit of time ago, but I just wanted to go back to the how you actually started the business, because it's hard for people starting out on their own. I know from starting my business, it's a really tough, scary thing to do.
Do you know,
how
I'm
did you do
always
it?
On it, Charlotte. I think she needs to write a book.
Yes,
don't you think?
So do I. 100%. Or give us some masterclasses, please.
Yeah. So I'm going to let her talk.
Yeah.
I did once try and write a book. So there is a skeletons book sat on my shelf somewhere. But I think one thing about starting a business is that you genuinely can't know what it's going to be or how it's going to work. And I think what happens a lot is that people think about it and talk about it and talk about it, and they don't do it.
Yeah.
And actually, I mean, you'll know this, right? Sophia, I mean, having started a business, is that what you think the business is going to be is probably not what it's going to be at all. And the only way you're going to find out what the business actually is to start doing it.
Yeah.
So you can spend months, you know, talking to experts and writing business plans and doing spreadsheets, but it's not going to make it happen. You need to get out there and do stuff. Do ask for help, because people will always help. I mean, we always find that it's amazing. Yeah. You can pick up the phone. I'm shameless in my old age. You know, I pick up the phone or email anyone going, hi, you don't know me.
Yeah.
But would you mind having a cup of coffee? I'd really like to ask you a couple of questions.
Brave, because it takes,
it took me to my mid-40s to get that kind of bravery, you know. But just, I wish I'd had it sooner. It could save you so much time.
And what's the first thing you need to do? Is it the registering of the company?
Good question.
And then you're in it.
No.
Then you kind of feel like you're ready to go.
You've got to register a company, but you've also got to register your trademark.
Yes.
Yeah, really important. And you should do it at the same time. And you need to register, if you want a website, you need to register the URL.
Yeah.
Right? And you should really
Instagram.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, and Instagram, and you know, probably Twitter if you're in that kind of business.
So finding your domain name is really crucial.
Yeah.
Coming up with the name. We haven't actually talked about the name, Votary. What does Votary mean?
Votary means devoted follower or advocate of. So it's often in a religious context. Mm-hmm. So for instance, a monk would be a votary of Christ.
Okay.
And we looked a long time for the name, and I really wanted it to be something that had Arabella's name in it, because I knew she was going to front this brand, because I didn't, clearly wasn't going to do that. And actually, Arabella, I call her Ari, as do most of her friends. So I started looking for
Vote Ari.
So I found this word, votary, and it's kind of brilliant because it has these lovely religious connotations. Actually, most people sort of subconsciously recognize, because you recognize votive candles. You recognize that it's the same Latin root.
Okay.
So people sort of know that it has this sort of intensity to it, even if they don't know what it means. Mm-hmm. And
it looks lovely. It looks clean. It looks simple.
Six letters, right?
I love the tight font. I mean, you've done it so beautifully.
The other thing to say is I always thought Votary would be a unisex brand, and I didn't really know how that would play out, but it's absolutely the case that
that's
get men
so clever
buying and using our products. And
so
I mean, my personal aesthetic is not particularly girly. I like things a bit clean and a bit unisex, so it kind of worked from that level as well. But yes, we did. We were very lucky. People say how much was asked, weren't we, recently, how much luck played a part in sort of the last few years. And, you know, definitely a huge amount, one of which was finding our art director, who just is very brilliant and happened to be having a quiet month when we called him.
Brilliant. And such good timing.
Worked for us for our very tiny budget.
And well, you know, these are all elements that we have to think of. I mean, I've obviously got an interior decorating business. I don't really have to trademark that because it's my name. But for the other business that I'm trying to start and fear is holding me back and finding a manufacturer is trying to hold me back to get my heated rollers out there, it's very difficult because there's so many different elements. And while I've registered domain names and the company's house and I've got it all set up and the trademark and everything, it's then, what do you do next? I'm now going to get a masterclass.
Well, no, you've just said it. There's the manufacturing, right? You need to work out who's going to make
really
it.
And
that's really hard.
It's really hard. Yeah.
And that's why you should be... People often start working on packaging and the pretty bits, right? Because they're quite fun.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. You've nailed it in that you've first of all gone to say and who's going to make this for me.
Because so the quality, there's so much out there and it's finding somebody that you really trust, because when you bring something to the market, you want it to be amazing. You don't want to have anybody returning it saying, oh, it's not quite doing what I thought it was going to do. The ingredients don't quite feel right. It doesn't smell. There's so much to it.
Yeah.
And it's fear that stops me actually signing any contracts with any manufacturers, because there's always some little glitch or hiccup. Nothing's perfect.
Right.
And I know we have to go a little bit with the flow as well, but, you know, it's that's the hardest part.
But
I
you
think.
Can't go with the flow where electrical appliances are concerned.
No, well, I can't.
Concerned.
That's why I haven't signed up with a manufacturer, because, yeah. But anyway, that's another story. But it is, it's finding, and I think having two of you is absolutely essential, because that's what I'm looking for now as a business partner. Because I think to have the backup and the bouncing ideas off each other and the, you know, the trust as well, because you've got to find someone you really trust that you're not going to break your friendship with.
Yeah.
Because working with friends can often be challenging.
Yeah.
And you don't want to put anything on the line.
Yeah.
But also just having the brain and the sort of creativity at the same time and finding two people that can balance each other.
But like I said, you know, running a small business, it could be really lonely. If you were on your own, it's sort of lonely enough as it is. You're in your own head a lot of the time. And like I say, I would never have set up Votary if Charlotte hadn't been there saying this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
You know.
And actually, a lot of people that I know that have been really successful have been either the creative one or the business planning one. And I think you need both elements. And it's quite hard to be both.
Yeah.
If you are a creative person and your background is makeup artistry and, you know, doing those sort of more creative things and your background is banking, then you're the perfect.
I know. I was a banker for 18 10 months. I wouldn't have a long time ago.
But I
actually think what's really important, and one of the things that makes I feel like my and Arabella's partnership work so well, is that we're not necessarily that cut and dried about who does which bit. Because I think where you have a very clear split where one person is the creative and one person is the business, I think you probably end up having fights.
Right.
Because you probably end up getting territorial. Whereas we do genuinely make most of our decisions really 100% collaboratively. Yeah. Which
because you're proper partners.
We really
this
are.
This is being proper partners.
Yeah.
You know, a partnership is a full circle. And your abilities, whatever they may be, fit in the circle in various different places. But, you know, sometimes you might have a moment where you have a creative evolution that also works, you know, and you might have a really good other...
It's very frustrating for some of our colleagues when they try to draw up org charts for our business. And actually, it's very amusing watching them do it, because what they've ended up doing is they've done exactly what you're saying, Caroline. They have ended up drawing Venn diagrams with lots of overlapping circles, with mainly me and Arabella kind of 90% overlapped.
But I do think that overlapping is very, very important. It's a little bit like a marriage.
Yeah.
You know, you need to have a lot in common.
Yes.
Yeah. You need to have a similar vision and you need to want to embark on the same journey.
Yeah.
So if the partnership does not have a lot of overlapping, then I don't think you're in for a big success.
No, it's funny. So I went to a wedding recently where the groom was talking about how vastly different they are and how it's really difficult to even understand how the other party in the marriage kind of gets to the decision or the conclusion. And you know, it's kind of the same with a business. I mean, if that was true with a business partner, it would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why, you know, there are over 60% of divorces going on in this world at the moment. I do think, and I think you learn that through aging and maturing and life experience that actually, sure, you can be a yin and yang and complement each other. But I do think that having at least 70% overlap, also, you know, I think is super important, not only in a business partnership, but also in a marriage.
And also there is very rarely a day these days when everything goes really well.
Yeah.
Right. So daily there are things. And so quite often, you know, Charlotte will send me a fiery email that she's thinking about sending to someone, and she's not really going to send it, but she sends it to me. And so,
I've had those moments. You know, you've both got families. So you're both mummies. Yeah. You've got two children?
Yeah.
And you've got two children.
Two children, yeah.
Yes. Mm. And how do you manage? Because it's obviously a lot to run your own business. You've really grown very, very quickly and become very successful very, very quickly.
Well, partly we've been able to do it through technology, actually. Yeah. You know, 10 years ago, we wouldn't know. No. So I live in the countryside. I live in Kent, and Charlotte lives in central Oxford.
Yeah.
So we are. And we've never worked in the same place. I mean, we were in London a couple of times a week. But we sit on FaceTime.
Yeah.
So we sit there, you know, with FaceTime going, and, you know, and we just chat, and we, it's like we're in an office together.
Yeah, I love it. And I think, you know, that we've been asked a lot about whether we're going to keep our podcast going, and actually modern technology now means we can.
FaceTime is your friend.
Yes, FaceTime is going to be our friend. And communication, absolutely. I think absolutely. That's another really big one. Well, I know Caroline's got to rush off to her next meeting, and I know we've kept you rather longer than we said we were, but we've really, really, really enjoyed having you, and it's been very interesting hearing about the products and why they're revolutionary.
Yeah, I can't wait to try all of them, I've got to say. And
so for all our wonderful listeners out there who've been inspired by this wonderful conversation this morning, where can they buy your gorgeous products?
So they can come straight to our website, which is votary.co.uk, and we ship worldwide.
Fantastic.
And
Instagram?
Instagram is Votary London.
Great.
We love Instagram. Please do make friends with us there.
Yeah.
And
all good. Harrods.
Harrods.
Space NK.
Liberty.
Liberty.
Space NK. Yes.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Well, it's been an absolute delight talking to you both.
And I'm really keen, actually, to get you guys back maybe in 3 months when I've had 3 months trying your products. So I really know the results on my skin and how I feel.
Yes. Yeah, let's do it.
Love to have you back. And more masterclasses in how to start your own business would also be very helpful. Thank you so much. And thank you to all our lovely listeners for tuning in this morning. We wish you a really happy week and happy dog walking, cooking, whatever you might be doing right now.
Thank you.
Over and out.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.